Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God. It is our season of favor. We thank God for all our listeners. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am excited once again about what God is doing, how God is moving, how God is provoking His children to be more like Him. Enjoy the music, and I will be right back. Praise the Lord. We're back, and we once again are so excited about tonight's broadcast. It's been a long time coming, and it is the season that God has chosen to bring forth the people of God. It's been a just do it in my spirit today, and that's what I want to release to everyone on the air, whether you're calling in from the phone lines, via internet, or if you're Skyping. We just praise God for all of our listeners. And again, we are excited to bring forth a great woman of God, an anointed woman of God that is being birthed into the fullness where God is taking her, Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon. She is a member of Living Way Christian Center. She's one of the Sunday school teachers for the youth. Evangelist Weatherspoon is gifted in many areas, and again, we thank God for how He is developing and bringing her to a place of perfection and fullness. Again, we want to lift up a word of prayer, and we ask in all of our listeners to keep her in your prayers, keep us all in your prayers. Well, Father, we thank you for this next hour of power. Father, we glorify you, Lord God, and we worship you. So in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to overshadow her with your love and kindness. Father, to keep her in all her ways, God. Let your anointing come forth, Lord God. Let the fire of God speak out of her mouth. Let her be an oracle coming straight from heaven. Lord God, you use her as you would use her. Father, let no weapon formed against her ever to prosper. And Father, we just thank you right now that you're causing her mouth to open and the kingdom of God is being activated as she come forth. So in the mighty name of Jesus, open up the ears of those that are here tonight. Let our ears be open to hear what you have to say to your people. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we just say amen and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And I'm just going to ask at this time, is Evangelist Weatherspoon, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line with you this evening, Prophetess Teresa.
Amen. Well, we are certainly excited to be on board to listen to what God has given you to say. So we're going to yield the line to you at this time. Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Glory be to you, Heavenly Father, this evening. Hallelujah. We just come before you, Father, to worship you. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to partake in such a mighty, mighty time with you, well spent. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our Lord and our Savior, for loving us so much, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life to us and for us, that through you that we may have life everlasting in heaven with you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for ushering in your Holy Spirit, the presence of you by your Spirit, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this time in our lives. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, on this line, on this phone line tonight. We thank you, and we lift up each and every person on the line with us tonight and our loved ones, Holy Ghost. And we just thank you for applying the blood of Jesus over us, Holy Spirit. Blood of Jesus, we just thank you for your saving blood. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your blood speaks, that your blood heals, that your blood set free. We thank you that your blood changed the heart of man. And by your Spirit tonight, Lord God, we yield ourselves to you in mind and body and in spirit. Lord, just to say thank you for being such the most greatest thing that has ever happened to us and in our lives. We thank you for this time, Lord Jesus. All for your glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. I thank you all for tuning in with us tonight on Blog Talk Radio, for the word of God is coming forth in the way of love. I thank you for just giving ear to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight about the way of love. I'll be coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you will, and have your Bibles turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And your word, Father God, reads as, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I speak with the tongues of men, though I'm an educated person and I have all sorts of degrees, and though I speak with tongues of angels and I can commune with the heavenly hosts, I can discern our prayer language, our heavenly language, even if I can do those things and I don't have charity, I am become as sounding brass, making all kind of noise, just uttering out all sorts of sounds, and very loud and very annoying. sounds that would have, that would render very little effect in a positive way upon our lives because I wouldn't have love. And those things doesn't matter if I don't have love. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Even though God has given me the gift of prophecy and I can speak an anointed word into you and impartation into you, and I can even understand those things. I can understand all the mysteries of heaven. And I understand and have faith enough to remove every mountain that stands in my way between me and understanding the heavenlies, understanding the knowledge of God, understanding the mysteries of God. Even those mysteries that kings want to know, even those mysteries that anointed pastors would like to know. Even though I understand all those things and have that anointed gift, if I have that gift without the anointing of love, without love, I am nothing. I am nothing. Not that it would mean anything, because God gives us those gifts for his purpose. But if I have not the gift of love operating inside me as I release that anointed word of prophecy, if I don't have the love operating while I'm understanding all the mysteries of God and have faith to faith, from faith to faith, if I have those things and love is not operating in me, I am nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. I can feed the hungry here in America. I can feed the hungry in Africa. I can feed the hungry wherever they are. I can clothe them. I can sacrifice and give my body to, you know, to take up on even their infirmities. If I do it and not have love, it will profit me nothing. It wouldn't mean anything for me. Yes, maybe I would bless them with food. Yes, maybe I would bless others with clothing. Yes, I would maybe bless others with taking up on their infirmities. But if I do it just to show off, but if I do it just to gain clout and prestige, if I do it not with love, it profiteth me nothing. It means nothing for me. For charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity will not turn its back on us at the dime of a hat, at the drop of a hat. Charity doesn't turn its back on us in an instant. It's not easily offended. It suffers long with us from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, second to second. It will suffer long. It tarries with us always. And is kind. Charity is not a bitter love. Charity is not a love that will ridicule you. Charity will not insult you. Charity envieth not. It is not a jealous love. It is not a hateful love. It is not a love that acts up in a ridiculous manner, an embarrassing manner. charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity always expresses love for another. It vaunteth itself not. It is not selfish. Charity is always about expressing love to another person. It's not about self always. It is always good to love ourselves, but we love others as we would ourselves. Amen. Verse 5, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Charity is not selfish. And it would not behave itself in such a way where it would be humiliating to us. Charity is very polite. Charity is very courteous and compassionate. Charity expresses itself in a manner that would elevate the character of Christ. It illuminates. She illuminates the character of Christ. Charity is not easily provoked, for it loves us. Charity, she loves expressing herself in ways where human beings can understand who she is. She don't react negatively to our sometimes unseemly behaviors. She thinketh no evil. Charity thinketh no evil. Charity always think above us than we think of ourselves. Charity thinks of us in a manner of love, in ways of love. She is of Christ, and she doesn't seek of her own self. She seeks to show us the love that Christ has for us. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity doesn't play games. She doesn't play games of, if you love me, I'll love you back. She don't rejoice in iniquity. She don't rejoice in iniquity where she would get lust and love confused. She rejoices in the truth. That's the identifying mark of Christ Jesus, rejoicing in truth. For through Christ Jesus, the truth will make us free. So charity is an identifying mark of Christ Jesus, and charity never faileth. Charity will always be there. It never fails. We can be rest assured that charity will do what it's supposed to do, teach us how to love ourselves, teach us how to love one another, and above all, teach us how to love Christ Jesus. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But again, charity never fails. Those things can stop and will fail, but charity is from everlasting to everlasting, because charity is of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Charity said, that I love you so much that God gave his only begotten son for us, that whosoever believe in him will not perish and will have everlasting life. Charity has called, love has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ. Love took poverty for us to the cross. Charity. And when I want to learn more about Christ, when I want to behave more like Christ, I look at charity. I look at love. And I call out for love. I call out for charity so I can begin to explicit the character of Christ, so I can begin to walk in the anointing of Christ Jesus, our Lord. When I want to be more like Christ, I begin to want to have more desire to love. For love says, mother, don't abandon your child. For love says, daughter, I love you so much that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. For love has said, I'll take your infirmities. And those that you will have, I'll deliver you out of them all. Love called out to us. For love teaches us to worship God in spirit and in truth, wholeheartedly, in mind, body, and spirit. Love has taught us that. Love has taught us to obey Christ Jesus. Love taught us that we were made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, and by his grace we are saved. Love. Love gives us the whispering word of the sweet Holy Spirit, directing our path each and every way, each and every day, as he rests upon us and gives us peace. Love has called us into the very presence of the Most High God to get more love, to get more love, and get comforted and get nurtured by his precious, by God's precious Holy Spirit, that we may release more love to our fellow man, that we may release more love in spending time with Christ more in his word, that we may release more love upon our loved ones, that we may release more love upon ourselves. Love called out to love, by love, to love, for love. So, my brother, my sister, be ye encouraged that love casts out a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. That love will never leave you nor forsake you. That love is who spilled his blood, who gave his blood, that we may be healed in our bodies, that we may be healed in our minds, that we may be healed in all areas of our lives. Love. Hallelujah. That instead of us paying the price for sin, being whipped with a cat of nine tails, being thrown into the lake of fire, love called us out and said, I'll pay that ransom for you. Instead of you, daughter, instead of you, son, I'll go in your place. Love called you out. Hallelujah. Be ye encouraged. Stay encouraged that love is unfailing. And love will always, always guide us. Love will continue to teach us. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Thank you for allowing me to lift up a word of encouragement unto you all tonight in the way of love. Continue to love our Father together, my sister, my brother. Let us not forsake ourselves to assemble ourselves together and congregate and fellowship and worship our Father together with our brother, with our sister. Allow love to continue to lift up your brother and sister through you. Love is unfailing. It won't turn her, but she won't, the love will not turn her back on us. Remember, charity is not easily provoked. So let us begin to take on the character of charity. Begin to take on the character of love, that we may express more love to one another. So I thank you again for allowing me to come and deliver the word of love to you tonight. And God bless each and every one. And I commend you to the word of God from here on out and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Our words of encouragement again came out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through verse 9. God bless you all. I love you. And stay blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. What is love? What is love? The word says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the greatest and the most important commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And as Evangelist was coming forth out of Corinthians, I just wanted to share Matthew's with you also, just to agree with her as she went forth, 22 and 37. And love is not a gray area with love, as we love Christ. He said, love Christ and keep my commandments. If you love me, he said that you will keep my commandments. And as we keep his commandments, we begin to learn how to walk and love for one another. And love is loving your neighbors as yourself. Amen. We want to thank you, Evangelist, for just really making it plain about love, breaking down the scriptures about love. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. That's the word of God. Love, therefore, is a fulfillment of the law. Because love will conquer all. Love will conquer all. Even when there's a rebuke, if it's done in love, it'll be received. So love is the answer to almost every situation. Amen. Well, I am truly, truly blessed with how you brought that word forth, Evangelist. Again, I want to thank God for you, and I'm going to open up the lines as I begin. If you know you have news or sound in your background, please mute your phones out. If you want to have a comment, I'm just going to ask you to press 1 on your telephone. If you want to say something to Evangelist, I'm just going to ask you to press 1 on your line. And I'm going to play a portion of one of Evangelist's favorite songs. As you're pressing 1, I see you coming forth. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey! He saw the best when everyone else around me. Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said he would never make it, what did he see? When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh,
everyone
else. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to me. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Yes, yes, he's mine and I am his. We now have the lines open. If there's anyone that want to come forth with any comments for Evangelist Weatherspoon, this is your opportunity to come forth.
Hello, this is Evangelist. I just want to say that was an awesome word to Evangelist Weatherspoon. And love, you have to love Christ first before you love yourself. Then after you can love yourself, then you can love someone else. But that was just an awesome, awesome, awesome word on love today. Because, yes, we do need to love each other. We do need to learn how to love each other. And I just want to say continue to move forward in your teaching and in your calling, what God has called you to do. And I just want to say that it was just, I just really enjoyed. I enjoyed everything that you said this evening. God bless you. Thank you so much. And have a blessed evening.
Thank you, woman of God. It's truly been an honor.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like
Hello.
To share? Amen.
Hello, this is Evangelist Hardaway. I just wanted to let Evangelist Weatherspoon know that I really appreciated the teaching that she brought forth today. Thank you for letting us know how important that it is. Love is so important. That's the number one commandment, and that we just grateful for the teaching that you brought forth today to let us know how important that we need to have the love of Christ in us so that we can bring it forth to other people so that we all can get along in this world. And I just wanted to bless you and thank you for that teaching today. It was awesome, and I want you to continue to let God lead and guide you through your journey. Thank you, woman of God. It was an awesome teaching today. I really greatly appreciate it.
So thank you, be blessed.
And I love you with the word of the love of Christ.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I love you too.
Amen. Will there be another? I see some buttons pushed. So is there anyone else that would like to come forth?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Cookie. Me and Buttons are y'all just got to love me. Got to love me. God is love. Praise God. I just honor the Lord. In Him that I live and I move and I have my being. And this but since the first time I had the opportunity to encounter was love. And I think it's 1 John, the 4th chapter, where it says, God is love.
Yes.
So a prophetess had made the statement that love just take care of everything. If you do it in love, it just revives the situation. I don't care about your education, or I don't care about whatever it is, you know, all of those things. Bonnie, not, we ain't thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about others. So love is so important, you know, and God is love. So if we do everything in love, if we do everything in God, amen, regardless of who we are or what we do, it's so important for us to know that it will be, we know that we are doing the right thing because God is love. It's just that simple. And that's what I try to teach even the babies. God is love. And that's why, and we love Him because He first loved us, and He loved us so much, as our teacher taught us, that He gave His Son, His only begotten Son. What Jesus done for us, He done that out of love. I mean, you just can't get around love, and that's why now by faith, hope, and love, or faith, hope, and charity, the greatest of these is love. And what is charity? Love, giving. You know, God loved us so much, He gave that charity of His only begotten Son. I mean, what more, you know, for a sinner like me? So I just thank God. That was one of the most powerful teachings I think that we can express and share with others, that God is love, and it's the most, and He's the most important thing to all of us. And He loved us more than anybody could ever love us in giving His Son, and His Son loved us for us, for me. I got to take it personally. So the greatest of these is giving or charity or love. So, again, prophetess, that we thank God for you having evangelists on the line. And evangelists, we just thank God for you going forth in love.
Thank you.
Amen. Was you saying something, evangelist Weatherspoon?
I was just saying thank you so much to each and every person on the line. Whether you comment or not, I just bless God, hallelujah, for you all tuning in on the line with us this evening. And love is the key to everything. Love changes every situation. And I just thank God for So obedience to pursue and press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, which is in love. Amen, that we can express him, give him to another. And, you know, we know that our upcoming conference, 8th annual conference, is coming up. And that's a lot of love that's expressed from person to person, through person to person. And we're meeting new faces. God is bringing different hearts, new hearts, unto his presence for us to love upon each and every person. And he's calling the youth into the conference this year like never before. And it's very important for the youth to identify love there at the conference. You know, because that the spirit of unbelief is trying to attack the body of Christ. You know, the spirit of determined, you know, to deter the children's mind away from Christ. So it's very important that our identifying character of love is just expressed, because children can really discern love very quickly. And, you know, it's very important that we know who Christ is. And thank you for bringing a scripture out the book in 1 John 4, that God is love. So we know if we want to be like Christ, that's who we are. God is love, and we're his children. We were saved, we were raised in Christ Jesus, that Christ Jesus is love, and that we have the character of love as well. And that it's just utmost important for us to practice that. Practice loving one another. Practice loving God more. Search the scriptures. Get into his word more daily. Keep our minds on him daily. You know, all during the day. Practice loving him more. That's what I have to do for the shifting to come and for love to change my situation, to change my personality, so I can grow in the Lord more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, as we love the Lord God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds, love will become a priority. Love will cause you to forgive. Love will cause you to forget. Love will cause you to keep pushing. And there's a cost at loving. There's a cost. But there's no greater price than to be more like Christ.
Yeah.
Mm. So, again, we certainly appreciate you, Evangelist, for stepping out on faith, in faith, because faith is an activator. Love is a motivator. So we're motivated to love, but faith is activator. When we act out on our faith, then God produces the miracles, the signs, and the wonders when we go beyond ourselves and keep encouraging others to keep loving, keep forgiving, keep pushing.
Yeah.
And the enemy tried to cause you to feel condemned. He's the one that brings allegations against you. We keep on pushing. We keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling. We don't have to fight our own battles. All we have to do is keep loving. Just keep loving. So again, truly, truly, what an awesome word. And we thank God for using you. And we just want to ask if there are any other comments before we pray for the woman of God. Is there any other comments before we end the line? And we're going to let Evangelist have the final word. Amen. Well, if you have not heard about the conference, we want to encourage you to come forth and be with us. We will be doing licensing and ordination at the conference so that the women of God can feel sanctioned to go forth. You know, we know that when we love one another and encourage one another, together we're strong. Unity brings strength where we can encourage and be more like Christ. And when the world see that love, the world can say that we are his disciples. But we look beyond our faults. We look beyond each other's faults, and we see the need. And we all are accountable to Christ. So again, just bringing forth these dynamic messages that came from Evangelist Milton and Evangelist Weatherspoon and Evangelist Hardaway. I just give God glory because I value each message that was brought forth. And we know that it was for such a time as this. So, Father God, we thank you for Evangelist. We thank you how you used her. Father, we thank you that you keep your angels of protection around her. Father, use her mouth to speak a thing and that it become established. Father, girdle her up on every side. Father, let her know, God, that you have chosen her from her mother's womb. Lord God, let her know, Lord God, that there's a destiny, God, that you have ordained for her to go forth. So in the name of Jesus, Father, let her be sanctioned in her own spirit to know that you have called her to a place to be used by you. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak in her life. Let the word prevail, God. And Father God, we thank you that she's hidden behind the cross. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that it's your word that will come forth and cause yoke to be broken, to cause the anointing to come forth. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have ordained at such a time as this. Father, build her up where she may be torn down. Cause your anointing to be strengthened for her, Lord God. Let her be strengthened in every area. And we come against any backlashes. Satan, you are a liar. You are a defeated foe. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. And, Father, we thank you that as we march up the King's highway, that she'll be and do everything that you have ordained her to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her, her family, and every single thing that concern her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God.
Amen.
Well, Evangelist, we're going to ask you if you have the final word. And if you'll end the broadcast for us.
Amen. I'd just like to say to the other women on the line, okay, sisters and brothers, I thank you all for praying for me, for seeing the best in me, when other people around me only saw the worst in me, for going forth in obedience, bringing the word of encouragement to others, for that helped strengthen me to do the same. I see the growth in you all. I hear the growth of Christ Jesus through you all, and it's such an honor to have so many blessed women in my life through this ministry. And I thank God for choosing me to be a part of Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. And it's been a blessing to have the woman of God to tarry with me in prayer many times, and to allow God to use her and Elder Docs to use him to bring out what he has in me. I thank you all for being obedient every day on the call, on the line. You all mean so much to me and to my family and to my situations and to other people. You're very, very important to God. You're all special to God, for he brings so many things unto your lives to extend his love to other people. He used you all so much, and so many times I felt his love through you all, and it helped me. It brought life to me. It spoke life into my situations. And I just wanted to tell each and every one of you all, thank you so much. Amen. And Father God, as we leave the line, Father, I release all of my sisters and all of my brothers on the line, and our prophetess Teresa and our elder Quentin unto your care, Lord. I thank you for bringing prosperity upon their lives, Lord God. I thank you for giving them a large and wealthy territory, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for pouring your love upon them, Lord, like never before, O God, that they release your love to your people like never before, O God. I thank you for beautifying all of my brothers and sisters on the line and Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, them and their families, Lord God. I lift up before you, O Heavenly Father, just to say thank you for them. Lord God, I thank you that their large and wealthy place is so full of blessings, Lord God, that they have not room enough to store, Lord God, that you would bless them with even larger and more wealthier places, Lord God. I thank you for releasing properties unto them, businesses unto them, health unto them, Lord God. And keep renewing their mind in you, Christ Jesus, daily. All for your glory, Father. I thank and praise you for each and every person that you've called into our life, Lord God. Let us continue to pour out into your people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us begin to go lay hands on the sick like never before, oh God. Lord God, I thank you for allowing us to just engulf and embrace in your blood covering, Lord God, that we continue to be obedient to your call, oh God. For we hear your voice, Father God, and we obey. Your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for breaking all the yokes that's not like you that were in our lives, Lord God. And I thank you for the finished work, Christ Jesus, that you've done for us. For when we know that when you said it was finished, Lord Jesus, that everything we need to be prosperous, to be blessed, to be walk in godliness, we have upon this earth by your Holy Spirit, by your anointed blood, by your holy blood, Lord Jesus. We just say thank you. And Father God, we say thank you most of all for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There's not enough money that will put more emphasis on his love. There's not enough jewels. There is not enough property. Lord God, it's nothing that we can attain on this earth that will show us that Christ loved us more than him giving his life for us. Lord God, but we thank you and we appreciate your blessings. We honor you, Father, for your blessings. We honor you that you send the holy angels for us to help us, to be a servant to us, to be in service for us on this earth. We thank you for them and their presence as well, Father God, for all that you do, O Heavenly Father, all that you have done and all that you're going to do. We just thank you, O God, in advance. In your mighty name, Christ Jesus, we just bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, oh God.
Amen, amen. We just want to encourage everyone to have a blessed evening. Continue to love, continue to forgive, and continue to keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling. There's no situation that love cannot heal. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Evangelist, for an awesome word. And to God be the glory. Good night, everyone. I will be playing music for those that want to be blessed with music. God bless you.
I am your Father in heaven, and you are my child. I love you so much. When you are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. I care about you so much, and I am with you right now. I am near you, right by your side. I am always with you. I hold you in my arms, and I will comfort you.
And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
God.